This is Scale to Fit, fitting your 50s. Restarting exercising and feeling like a rookie at the age of over 50. With Marco Lindgren.
What do you call it when moving extra weight on your back from one place to another and then back to the very same place without any apparent reason? It's called rocking. A military-inspired exercise that's got everyone from the Navy SEALs to suburban stay-at-home dads strapping on weighted backpacks and hitting the pavement. The best part is that you can decide yourself how much you want to carry, so it adapts perfectly to what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back. Rucking is, in a sense, walking with a weighted backpack, typically called a ruck or rucksack. The term rucksack comes from the German word for back, der Rücken, and the practice has deep historical and military roots. As early as the hundreds before the Common Era, Roman soldiers were required to carry their own supplies while walking to the next battle. The tradition has continued through centuries, evolving into a core component of military fitness and readiness in armies worldwide. Soldiers often ruck 20 kilometers or more with the 15-kilo packs as part of their training and operational routines, a testament to the practice's effectiveness in building endurance and resilience. The beauty of rucking is in its simplicity. You don't need a gym membership or fancy equipment. You just need a backpack, some weight, and the willingness to look like you're evacuating for a very slow-moving natural disaster. And as opposed to the soldiers, nobody will be yelling motivationally at you. Rucking is a robust aerobic exercise that improves heart health and aerobic capacity. Compared to regular walking, it significantly increases energy expenditure, burning more calories in less time. While it is as effective as running, it has less impact on joints. It is like your heart gets a promotion from casual stroll supervisor to the full-time cardio coordinator. Rucking is also strength training in disguise. The heavy rucksack forces your muscles to work harder, especially the muscles that stabilize your body, like your core and upper back. It improves posture and balance and reduces the risk of falls. You are basically doing a full body workout while convincing yourself you are just going for a nice walk, and in the meantime, tricking your body into thinking it's heavier than it actually is, thus increasing metabolic burn. Particularly important for us grown-ups crowd is that rucking-like exercises can increase bone mineral density. Your bones are like that friend who gets more determined under pressure. A little good kind of stress makes them tougher. And let's not forget the mental benefits. There's something deeply satisfying about being able to carry everything you need on your back while exploring the great outdoors. It is like being a human turtle, but with better posture and hiking boots. When moving heavy weights, there is always a risk that something could go wrong. As with any walking, you can get blisters or sprain your ankle. Proper socks and shoes will help with that. Walking with load carriage increases ground reaction forces, which are related to bone stress injuries. That means that if you go too hard, too fast, your body might file a formal complaint in the form of stress fractures or joint pain. So, start with a low enough weight and focus on posture. After all, we grown-ups are not 20 anymore. Definitely not indestructible. So remember to hydrate before, during and after the session. We don't have to get slower, we just have to get wiser about how we move. When it comes to gear, even though that old school backpack from your kids' college days will do just fine in the beginning, when the load increases, the requirements for the backpack also increase. Proper rucksacks or tactical backpacks have specific designs to hold weights high and tight on your back and evenly spread the impact on your spine.
Yes!
So, how to start and not ruin your day? In short, start light, slow and steady. Invest in proper gear, maintain good posture, stay hydrated and enjoy the journey. As a general rule, stay under 20 kilograms. And if you are just starting, think more like 5 to 10 kilos. Your goal isn't to impress the neighborhood. It is to improve your health without needing a chiropractor on speed dial. I started with 5 kilos and only after I was walking with the same speed as before, I increased the weight gradually to 7, 9 and up to the current 15 kilos. which is quite enough for me at the moment. Start with one or two sessions per week, aiming to eventually build up to the recommended 3 hours of moderate intensity activity per week. Rome wasn't built in a day, and your rugging fitness won't be either. Though Rome probably would have been built faster if, in addition to heavy backpacks, they would have had energy drinks. Remember, safety first. Don't try to push through joint pain or muscle strain. Pay attention to symptoms during and after rugging, and see a medical professional if they persist or worsen. Your body is like a well-meaning but sometimes dramatic friend. When it complains, listen. Before strapping the weight on, do some dynamic stretches to warm up your muscles. Afterward, finish the activity with a cool down and static stretches. Drink plenty of water before, during and after your rug to stay hydrated. Hydration is key. Think of water as the oil in your human engine. In addition to water, pack a first aid kit, emergency contact information, a fully charged phone and any necessary medications. Consider carrying a whistle or personal safety device for added security. Basically, a rugging session is like going on a very short, very safe expedition to the moon. Rugging with a partner or group can enhance safety and enjoyment. Plus, having someone to complain about sore feet makes the whole experience more social. It is like a book club, but with more sweating and less talking about character development.
The good to know corner.
So, how do you actually get started without totally wrecking yourself in the process? First things first, talk to your doctor. Yeah, I know, I sound like a commercial disclaimer, but seriously, your doctor knows way more about what your body can handle than what I do. Better safe than sorry, right? Next up, get the right gear. You're gonna need a decent backpack or rucksack, comfortable hiking shoes, and appropriate clothing. And here's a pro tip. Don't try breaking in brand new boots while you are carrying extra weight on your back. That would be a recipe for disaster. And here's the part where a lot of people miss the point and mess up. They go way too hard right out of the gate. Your first rug should be almost embarrassingly easy. I'm talking about 10 to 15 minutes with maybe 2 to 5 kilos in your back. If your neighbors see you and think, is that person even working out? Perfect, you are doing it right. When you're ready to step it up, do it smart. Add more time and distance before you add more weight. Think of it like a video game where you level up gradually, except instead of collecting digital coins or whatnot, you're getting healthier and stronger. And do listen to your body. If something actually hurts, not just that normal workout muscle burn, but real pain, stop what you're doing. Your body isn't trying to ruin your fun, it is trying to keep you working for the long haul. And then, how to fit rugging into your overall fitness routine. The best thing is that you can use it as your main cardio workout or just mix it in with whatever else you are already doing. Running, biking, swimming, you name it. It is especially great if you want to build up your heart health and muscle strength without beating up your joints like running sometimes does. And here are some ways to work it into your routine. You can switch between rugging and other cardio. Rug one day, go for a walk or run next day, and then maybe hop on a bike. This keeps things interesting and gives different parts of your body a break. Try using rugging as a warm-up or cool-down for your strength workouts, or just do it on completely separate days so you are not totally wiped out. You can even get creative and make it part of a circuit workout. Walk around with your weighted back between different exercise stations for a full-body session. So, what might a typical week look like? So, let's say, as a grown-up, you want a well-rounded routine. You might do 2 to 3 rugging sessions, each one maybe 20 to 45 minutes, starting light and building up as you get more comfortable. Throw in a couple of strength training days with bodyweight exercises or some light weights. Add 1 or 2 flexibility sessions, maybe some yoga, tai chi, or just good old-fashioned stretching. And don't forget to take rest days, or do some super light activity when your body needs it. The key is finding what works for you and sticking with it. Remember, this is not a race. It's about building a sustainable habit that makes you feel stronger and healthier over time.
The good to know corner.
Rugging is a challenging, effective, and surprisingly enjoyable way to stay fit. It doesn't require you to figure out how to use complicated gym equipment or remember choreographed dance moves. Rugging is a full-body, low-impact workout that literally fits in a backpack.
Yes!
It is growing in popularity among grown-ups. You will be joining a community of people who have discovered that sometimes the best exercise is the simplest one. Remember, the goal isn't to become a walking advertisement for military surplus stores. The goal is to move your body, challenge yourself appropriately, and maybe discover that you are tougher than you think. Plus, you'll finally have a use for all those protein bars you bought with good intentions. And always remember what I like to say, don't do nothing, do something and scale it back.
Weekly challenge.
So, grab a backpack, add some weight and step outside. Your adventure is waiting and it's probably closer than you think, maybe just around the block. But hey, the best start is just to start. If you try rugging, let me know how it goes. And remember, the best exercise is the one you'll actually do consistently, even if it means you look like you're perpetually carrying stuff around very slowly and without aim. And once more, always consult with a healthcare professional before starting any new exercise program, especially if you have pre-existing health conditions. The podcast is not responsible for any injuries sustained while attempting to look cool with a weighted backpack. This was Scaled to Fit, Fit in Your 50s with Marco Lindgren. All sounds are made by me. Send us your feedback via email at feedback@scaled2.fit or visit podchaser.com/scaled2fit to leave a rating. Don't forget to check the show notes at scaled2.fit. All the links are there. Thank you for tuning in.